Starting with news from r/ChatGPT Pro, there is significant concern over the potential removal of key functionality, like the canvas feature. Users are worried that losing this split-screen workflow capability, which allowed for live editing and side-by-side reasoning, will be a major step backward for professional writers. The sentiment suggests that advanced features like long-term project memory and combining brainstorming with document generation were superior to current options. Moving into r/BookWritingAI, the discussion continues around dedicated AI tools meant to help authors overcome writer's block or turn life experiences into books. While several users launched new platforms, the advice from the community emphasizes that true success lies in remembering large-scale projects over time, rather than just helping with initial prompts. The general conversation across r/ChatGPT and related forums remains heavily focused on creative uses and performance hiccups. People continue to share fascinating results when they ask ChatGPT or other models to generate niche content, such as cartoons representing political situations or even entirely fictional apocalypse scenarios like a sea monkey outbreak. These posts generally highlight the fun and sometimes surprising capacity of the AI. A recurring theme is model limitations and stability across r/Bard and general community reports. Users are tracking ongoing issues with usage limits on Gemini, noting that these restrictions can appear broken, showing incorrect reset dates, leading to frustration among heavy users. There's also a strong anticipation building for future updates like Gemini 3, 5 Pro, with some highly optimistic predictions about its upcoming capabilities and even leaked insights into potential improved reasoning skills. Finally, the conversation around Anthropic's Fable model remains intensely focused on corporate strategy and regulation. The key takeaway is that the development trajectory of Fable seems caught in a complex mix of geopolitical pressure, particularly regarding data sovereignty and national security concerns across US and European markets, and major tech competitors like Amazon, suggesting potential integration lock-ins within their own ecosystems.